Coast Radio News for Friday, January 31st, 2020. I'm George Henry. It was a good crowd that showed up for last night's State of the City address and City Expo. Each of the city services outlets were represented, including a show of tech and transportation, as the Public Works Department, along with the Public Safety, displayed vehicles used in their daily operations. Mayor Joe Henry gave a brief outline of the past year, along with a view of what is to come. He interjected some humor pointed at the seemingly endless Revision Florence project.
As with any remodel project, there are always items that come up as you start tearing into the old structures. So we found a number of interesting things along the way. But believe me, we are on the home stretch. I think I said that last year, too. But we are on the home stretch.
Mayor Henry highlighted the new River Beach Park as well as upgrades to Miller Park. He also addressed the success in developing the Pacific View Business Park. For 2020, the mayor said the focus will be on housing as the city continues to grow and the need for affordable housing grows with it. A longtime public figure and businessman has thrown his hat in the ring for the 9th District seat in the Oregon House of Representatives. Boomer Wright is running as a Republican for the seat currently held by Catty McCown. Wright says he is concerned about things like the proposed cap and trade bill and how it will affect business, especially along the coast.
It's a tax measure, and I think we, as the people of Oregon, and particularly the Oregon coast, where it's going to hurt if it's passed, that we need a voice.
Wright is optimistic about his chances and says they call him Boomer for a reason.
I'm going to have a loud voice in Salem, and I'm going to make sure that they know where the Oregon coast is, because I think we're being ignored.
We'll hear more from Boomer Wright on our February edition of Our Town. The introduction of a pilot program that will offer bus service to Eugene from Florence twice daily is only a couple of weeks away. Kelly Clark with the Lane Council of Governments spoke with the City of Florence's Transportation Committee yesterday about the service that will likely begin on February 18th, pending any last-minute changes. Money for the program comes through a state grant to get the program started, but it will take other monies to keep it going.
The grant funding that we currently have will expire June 30th, 2021, and prior to that, we'll seek out continued funding sources.
Clark says that a good portion of the setup for the service is due to the Confederated Tribes, who not only donated some funding for the project, but also the bus that will be used. She also says that they are looking at purchasing a second bus to hopefully increase the runs to 3 times daily. The rate will be $5 for a one-way trip and will leave from the grocery outlet parking lot and end in downtown Eugene at the Max Central Hub. Today marks the end of an era as the last of the longtime bankers in Florence hangs up her hat. Dee Osborne has been a central figure in banking for the last 33 years. From Siuslaw Bank to the current Banner Bank, Osborne has seen opportunities grow, especially for women in banking. She says she is appreciative of the opportunities afforded her.
It's been good to be able to have a career that I'm retiring from in the town that I grew up from, so I feel very fortunate for that.
She's been quite involved in civic service as well and currently sits on 4 boards in Florence. It's an aspect of her life that she says she will continue to pursue. Osborne was recognized last year as Florence First Citizen for her continual volunteer work in the Florence community. Banner Bank will celebrate Osborne's career throughout the day today, and the public is invited to attend. That's Coast Radio News for January 31st, 2020.